was a man of truth, of sincerity. He was a man that was dedicated to the truth, dedicated to the victims. And this is why he went to Baghdad. He wanted to say to the Iraqis, you're not alone. Okay, we as journalists have a noble mission to tell the truth, to tell the story of your victimization. And he lost his life in doing this honorable mission. That was really a memorable day. It seems that, you know, a lot of things have stood still from that time. Just speaking about it today, you know, brings all kinds of very, very sad memories, very angry memories at the same time. Because when you're not done justice, your wound is still open. You don't have the time to heal. You don't have the chance to heal. You're not offered the chance to heal. Has inherited her father's spirit, even if she hasn't seen him. So she felt that she had the duty to carry on and walk the footsteps of her father and walk in his shoes. Seeing her follow into the footsteps of her father is a little bit healing, because it was always a kind of, you know, something worrying me. Will people forget him? Will his memory fade? Okay, part of wanting to just to hold onto him some way was through my daughter, was through her. Every time when there is a war zone, you know, the scenario is being repeated all over again with great suffering. You know, when Shireen Abu Aqla was assassinated in Palestine, it was like the same day that Tariq was assassinated. People were calling us and paying their condolences all over again after 20 years. To me, at least, this is not a personal issue. This is an issue that has been repeated to a lot of reporters and media personnel and to their families. Someone has to stop that. Someone should take a legal stand, because this will be a discouragement for other reporters to go and cover war zones, to help people who are in need for them to tell the truth to the world.